Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
These broads are ratchet, and any fool that link up with him deserves such as your luck. I don't have no sympathy. Now, here's the thing. I don't begrudge a woman for getting what she wants. If you can find a sucker that's stupid enough to sign up for this bet, go get him. I don't. And when you crush that lane, which you will, you know what I'm saying, which you will, because it's in you to do it, he'll learn.
My name's Angel.
Angel, where are you calling me from?
I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri, currently.
St. Louis, Missouri?
Yeah. Yes, by way of Fort Lauderdale, though.
Okay, Angel, St. Louis, Missouri. How old are you?
I'm 43 to be exact. 43. Hashtag Nene. Nene. 43 to be exact. You know, the Phaedra Nene thing? Never mind, whatever. Okay.
Huh? Grow the fuck up.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
She's 43. I mean, that's too old to still be dating. Way too old to still be dating. But really what I want to pinpoint is how these women are so in tune with social media and reality TV that they make reality TV show references at times like this. And it just ends up being cringe. Ma'am, can you grow the fuck up? I'm sensing that you're mentally a child off top.
What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Gemini and I'm awesome. I'm funny, I'm cool, I'm fun, I'm not this, people hate us, I don't know why.
You know, sometimes we get so wrapped up in how a problem bothers us, we don't see what the problem really is.
I know you hate us too, Kendra.
I will say this, I just haven't had, in my personal life, I didn't have good experience with Gemini men, and I think some women too, but overall, I will not use that as a way to, you know, judge all Geminis.
Yes, 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 for sure.
But I will say,
the guys,
Geminis are, you guys really are two different people.
Definitely. Like, I'm super nice, super cool, super fun. But if you make me mad.
No, that sounds like a Taurus. Like, Taurus is, we're super nice, super fun. But then if you piss us off, you get the bull.
Yeah.
So Gemini to me is you're literally, you're just two people. Like, you could be, you can, like, I feel like 43.
Okay.
Gemini. You have any kids, honey?
I do. I have one. She is 15. And, yeah, she just had her first lacrosse game tonight, and I'm waiting to pick her up from school.
She became a single mother at 28 years old, and that's too damn old to be becoming a single mother for the first time. She went the first 10 years of adulthood escaping being a statistic. But the urge was just too strong to become a stereotypical failure B-dub. B-dubs are going to find a way to create a broken family if it's the last thing they do. If they got to do it at 28, 38, they're going to figure out a way to create a broken black family. Don't you love it when women come on dating shows to attract men with hoodies on?
Not really, no.
You just got to love it. You can tell they put so much thought and effort into this when they show up in a fucking hoodie.
I do operations for an IT company, actually, that's based out of Chicago. I work remotely, so, yeah, I do operations, basically, though. Yeah.
So we got Angel, St. Louis, Missouri, 43, Gemini, mom to a 15-year-old child, does operations for an IT company, never married.
Never.
What kind of man are you looking for, girl?
Just somebody who is mature.
Look who's talking.
Just somebody who is mature and ready. You know, I think that one thing I say about myself is that I didn't rush into things. I mean, like I said, I'm from Southern Illinois. I moved to Chicago to go to college. I lived life. I had fun. You know, I did all the things.
What do you mean by that?
And I've seen what I don't like, and I've seen what I do like. And I just want somebody who's ready, who knows what they want, and they're willing to work for that.
We know what that means. She says she took her time and she did all the things. You know, a whole lot of pain come with doing all the things. She went to college. She done tried every different type of guy out. Look, she will never be a good woman to one man. Ever. They don't realize how much they ruin themselves while finding themselves.
I want a man who is intentional and just really is ready to go for what he wants and just move forward in life and not play the games. Because I feel like that's just so prevalent.
I'm going to sum everything she just said up in the one quote. The men she want don't want her. It's really just that simple. That's going to be the case for most woes who end up single after 30. And the longer she goes without settling, the more stubborn she is. So if she make it to 40 plus and, you know, probably never even had a 5-year relationship, yeah, you can't do nothing with that brain.
Yeah, the standards have went out the door, so these men don't got to work for stuff anymore.
Tell her my daughter's game is over. She was JV, so I'm waiting for the varsity game to be
tell
over.
Who am I telling this to?
Sorry, I know better because Kendra, I've been watching you since this started, and I should not be reading the comments, but first off, yes, I am a single mom, but I make more than people who have families together, and I'm a single mom, but I take care of my child very well, so we're good.
I'm a woman, superior gender. Men are supposed to worship the superior gender. I'm like, you know, the creme de la creme of the female species. Bow down in the presence of royalty.
Oh, I gotta go in on that. Wow.
Listen, don't make a scene, all right?
I wanna talk to that fucking bitch. I
mean, hey, be fucking nice. Don't fuck up in here.
Guess what? Money can't replace fatherhood, you fucking dingbat. Money can't fill the void your child is gonna have in their heart for not coming up in an intact two-parent household. These B-dubs think if they make enough money, they can make up for the fact that they're failures in their life when it comes to the stuff that really count, like family.
Somebody done told you wrong.
Yeah, your big money can't make up for your mental illness. And if you get so much paper, like, you couldn't come with a better outfit than a fucking puke green hoodie?
But her game is over, and I was waiting for the varsity game, so I came home, and I've been watching Kendra's show, and I'm just waiting to go pick her up, so don't play me. I'm that.
So now everybody's a tough guy.
I'm still on the subtle shade of I'm a single mom, but I make more than you and your man, girl.
Because I do, so that's fine. That's okay. That's okay.
You better stop playing with her, Angel. She told you at the top of the hour she was a Gemini. So you knew she had this side a part of her. So don't learn the lesson twice.
Yeah.
A lot of wolves think when they start making money, they think they're a man. They think they have that same aura, that same natural authority over shit as a man because they got a bag. And it just don't work like that. It just doesn't. Money isn't what make me a man. If I never make another dollar, I'm still the man I am.
You're a good man.
My deal breakers are cheaters, liars, like the standard stuff, obviously. I mean, like I was saying before, I think I was just trying to tee it up, but it's kind of like, you know, I've seen a lot. So I don't have unrealistic expectations, but I don't want somebody who, you know, is just like, you are intent on lying. You meet the markers, you touch on the markers of narcissistic personality disorder. I don't need all that.
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't shit.
I just want somebody who is really true and genuine, compassionate. I don't want somebody who's, like I said, having the baby mama drama. I'm 43 years old. I don't mind a YN.
Ew, pervert.
You're teetering on the brink of narcissistic disorder, blah, 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 blah. Do you have a degree in psychology? You goofball. But let's not even touch that. I'm 43, but I don't have a problem with a YN, a.k.a. a young nigga. Why are you 43 still talking like this? A YN, a young nigga? You're a silly, 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 sad woman. You know, I want to say this. Younger people actually respect old heads who use old head language because they respect the fact that you're being yourself and you're being true to, you know, where you come from, the time frame you come from. A young person, I believe, would actually respect you more for saying jive, turkey, and groovy and shit if you in that age range. Then you trying to be like, yo, what's popping? Yo, what's up with all my YNs? And, you know, what's cracking? And I don't know. I'm probably using old. But y'all know what I mean.
No, not really.
I don't mind a YN. But I would prefer, like, somebody around in my age, and men around my age are kind of like, they're hit or miss. They either want their age or they want younger. And I don't really want to play the games anymore. So the deal breakers are games, lies, basically.
That makes no fucking sense.
Okay. No guy that wants to play games. What's the age range you want to date, Angel?
Probably around 35 to 50.
35 to 50, okay. Should he, I'm trying to think. I can't even think of my own questions. Oh, should he make a certain amount of money? Because you already said you make more than these women and they man.
Listen, I'm reasonable. I would say anywhere from 70 to 100K is fine.
I'm reasonable. Okay.
I mean, that's reasonable, I think.
I just feel like
also, though, too, because you always say this in your things, like, is that where you are? Yes, no, that's where I am.
I don't say that. Well, this is what I say. Yes, we do ask that question. So let me say this. Yes, we do ask that question if you make that. What I will say is, and I understand this, and I want to convey this. I understand the logic. So it makes logical sense to me as a woman when a woman says, I make 100K, I desire him to make 100K, and that's what it is. And I get that from the logical standpoint. But then I have to go to the math equation point, right? So the math equation point is where the logic kind of gets washed away, because there's just not a 100K guy for every woman that makes 100K. And then also, the man that makes 100K
doesn't want,
he might not us. Yeah, see, the thing is, he's not, I don't think anybody wants a bum to be, it's a, you know, but that's not why he's dating. For the most part, he's not checking salaries first,
right?
Whereas women, so
but Kendra, what I feel like, so and I think that it sucks, unfortunately, but like, if you're on the lower end of that scale, right, then you have to act your way. It's almost like kind of like acting your wage. Like,
who the hell wants to deal with a woman like that?
I know what everybody gonna say. This bitch need to act her face and act her hoodie. You don't qualify for a good man of any salary. You damn sure don't qualify for a man making above average money who's a decent dude. You don't. You don't qualify for a good 30K man, and that's what these women lose sight of. But I make such and such money. Nobody gives a fuck. That's not what men look for on the dating market. If you make 70K, you know, you better watch your mouth when you're talking to her, because she's going to crush you with the extra 30K she make a year. Watch it, nigga. I make an extra 30K, then you watch it. So why would you even be with that man? See, they only say 70 to 100K to appease Kendra and to not get roasted in the comment section. Every woe on the planet want a man that make 30% more than her minimum. Period. Just expect that. I mean, regardless of what she say, every woe want a man that make at least 30% more than her. Don't ever get that twisted. So she basically saying right here, yeah, if you make less than me, I won't respect you. That's what she meant when she said act your wage.
You're like a regular guy. You can't act like the same way I'm saying that I'm okay with accepting this because, you know, whatever. I feel like men should be the same way, and I just don't think that that's the case. There's a lot of people that, like, once a guy hits a certain pay range, he feels like he's better. Well, making $80,000, you know, okay, yeah, you are, you know, on the higher end of the scale, but for me, you're not. So it is what it is. You know, I kind of feel like you act your, it's like acting your wage. You can't act like you're all this when you're here.
Now, she met this.
No, she didn't.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street? I know it.
attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy.